This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, if the hounds of hell were coming, it'd sound a lot like just music. Isn't this music great on a Friday? Get you started? Yeah, well, the hounds of hell are coming. No, really. For the first time, I actually really believe that we are going to get somewhere because the floodgates holding back the long-buried classified documents on Russiagate just burst. People are learning about them. On Sunday, there was an urgent meeting. This is Paul Sperry's reporting at Real Clear Investigations. There was an urgent meeting of the Trump administration officials because they got a hold of finally new information on Russiagate. And it's not just Russiagate, it's so much bigger than that. It's devastating. Remember John Durham? He went and did an investigation, right? And he put out a pretty stupid report. Very bland. Yeah. Well, there's a what's called classified annex to that report. I don't want to wonk out too much on you here. In the classified annex was all the crime, the conspiracy. And the really cool thing about conspiracy laws is the way they work when it comes to statute of limitations. See, the statute of limitations doesn't, the clock on it, which is 5 years for most of these laws, doesn't kick in until the conspiracy ends. It's still going on. See how this works? For the first time, I'm sorry that we could do this. The documents contain long classified information, including a secret 200-page congressional audit. And what it details, folks, this goes straight, not just to Comey and Brennan, dead to rights, okay? This has got Hillary and Obama too. It's just that they could never declassify under Joe Biden. Now, why Trump didn't declassify this stuff the first time, I don't know. But overnight, another bombshell. Trump says he's declassifying. Thank God. Please do not wait 4 years this time like he did last time. So Trump is saying he will declassify the two bombshells that Durham never could. He was the, you know, the prosecutor, the special prosecutor. It's a secret annex report. And it shows that the CIA, John Brennan, James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, all of these criminals knew Hillary was trying to set up the Trump campaign fakely with the Russia collusion hoax. They knew it was fake. They knew her campaign had committed a felony and a misdemeanor creating the Steele dossier. They knew it all. They also knew that Hillary Clinton had committed multiple crimes with her emails. Yet they came out, James Comey, head of the FBI then, and told the public, oh, yeah, no, we've cleared her. It's fine. They not only didn't clear her, they found evidence of her crimes, and he buried it through classification. They've got it all. What is that? That's a conspiracy. That's a RICO style conspiracy. How does RICO work? You know, say you're the head of mob, the mob, right? They get mobsters on RICO. So Rudy Giuliani took the mob down. And what it assumes is by joining a criminal conspiracy, you understand you're part of a criminal conspiracy. So the top guy, in this case, Barack Obama, James Comey, and John Brennan, don't have to call you every day or write you a memo on what to do. You know what to do. You're part of the conspiracy. That's the theory behind RICO. So you got the conspiracy on the one side. If the cover-up is still ongoing, statute of limitations hasn't even kicked in yet. We got 5 years. So this is aimed at the beating heart of the deep state. Trump is now saying he will declassify two bombshells Durham never could. They hid them through classification, which, by the way, is even more evidence of the conspiracy and the cover-up. What is in there? Okay. Remember Carter Page? I'm not going to wonk on you. But they wanted a way to spy on Trump, for the whole deep state to watch Trump and everyone around him, right? Try to get compromise, leak it, try to help Hillary win. This is what the CIA and FBI does with their time. Instead of going after like the Pulse nightclub shooter. So what did they do? Well, they went to the FISA court. Said, hey, Trump's a Russian spy. Yeah. FISA court said, sorry, not good enough. So Comey and Brennan went to the Hillary campaign, said, can you draft us something? Commit a few felonies. Let's put something together, make it look like Trump's a Russian spy. She said, okay, handed him the Steele dossier. They took the Steele dossier, which they knew was fake, to the FISA court. Told the FISA court under penalty of perjury, hey, we think this is real. We've determined it's real. Trump's a Russian agent. Can we have the ability to spy? Remember, not just on him, it was a three-jump warrant. Him, everyone he talks to, everyone they email, and then everyone they talk to, everyone they email. They watched them all. Illegally, it turns out. We got it all. We've got it all. It's about to get real. Now, so much going on here. When you see Donald Trump panicking over the idea of Pam Bondi going, Bondi's done some things I don't know about. But folks, have you seen the success in court in the last 6 months? It's rewriting the American presidency. Trump's got more done in court in the last 6 months than he did the entire first term. Because he's never had a real attorney general before. As much as she's a punk, she's getting it done too. Folks, think about it. There's probably two handfuls of people who can run an agency like the DOJ and still plot the legal strategy. She's doing it. She or whoever she's got in place is doing it. Trump needs them. That is why he is hysterical this week, I think, about the Epstein situation. I'm not happy about that. But when you're on the cusp of this taking down your enemies. Yeah. Okay. As the show unfolds, there's so much going on. I'm going to lay out what we have on the deep state now and how we can use it. Just one of the features of the show today. We've got so much more to cover, including Zohran Mamdani's communist debut. The Democrats love him. All that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Folks, Democrats flirting with, you know what? Just embrace the communism. Just go ahead. You know what? We're not going to lie anymore. Headline, New York Post. Zohran Mamdani gets hero's welcome from lefty Dems at AOC-hosted breakfast in D.C. This was his big rollout. He was treated like a rock star, sort of. Fox News reporters went to try to cover the event and discovered it had been moved at the last minute to thwart them. The restaurant it was moved to had cardboard put up over the windows, you know, like Democrats do when they're stealing elections. Cardboard over the window. Why? Nobody wants to be actually photographed with this guy, but they absolutely love the communism part. New York City mayoral frontrunner Zohran Mamdani received a, this is New York Post, they were there, they covered it, hero's welcome. See, they're all in on this. Hero's welcome from the lefty members of Congress, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, as he trekked down to Washington, D.C. Wednesday in hopes of garnering more support from an array of Democrats. And it wasn't just the Looney Tune communists who met him. No, no. The leading luminaries, Representative Jerry Nadler, a whole host of Congress members. And they were super duper excited. Oh yeah, they were all there. Pramila Jayapal, Ayanna Pressley, Becca Ballant, Melanie Stansbury, dozens and dozens of Congress members. And what did they think of Mamdani? Take a listen. Folks, this is the Democrats reacting to, I mean, they just thought he was amazeballs. I mean, they just thought, wow.
I think he's a very personable, smart young man.
It's just beautiful to have someone who is so authentic. You know, that money cannot buy that.
Zohran Mamdani is an incredible talent. It's hard not to be won over.
You have AOC and Zohran. That's a winning combo.
This guy is not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's an advocate for small C capitalism.
Those are all Democrat Congress members. He's not a communist. No, not a communist. Not even a socialist, really. He loves capitalism. Sure about that.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Yeah, they just lie. So all they do is lie. Folks, but really interesting overnight, he's beatable. Sliwa is within the margin of error with him. A Republican. Folks, if we played this right, we actually could end up with a Republican leader of New York, and we don't have to surrender it to communism and have it be a burnt-out wasteland of a post-apocalyptic American territory. Think Road Warrior. No, I'm serious. Folks, you get Mamdani in there, it's going to be Road Warrior. Now you're already seeing it. He's promising to abolish the police. Think about that. So who's going to take over? The gangs are going to take over. Gangs in New York, right? You ever see that movie? It's going to be gangs in New York running a place. All the same people going to flee, and they will have conquered the territory from which they can then pour out and colonize. That's the whole point here. And what a sign to the world this would be if Democrat Marxists, because that's what they are. They're not even socialists anymore. They're Marxists. If Democrat Marxists could conquer the most iconic city on earth, but also the financial capital of the world. You know how demoralizing that would be? They love that kind of stuff. Turn it into post-American territory? Haul Trump in there when he gets out of the White House, imprison him forever in something like Gotham? I mean, these things they could do, it's so exciting to them. You could hear it in their voices. He's amazing. But you got to watch out for him. Here's Representative Matt Slater. He is an assembly member in the New York legislature. He's watched Man Commie for a long time.
And I mean, a Mamdani win here is going to propel a communist agenda all across this country. And that's why AOC, who I grew up with, had brought him down to Washington. If you look at what he's done in the assembly where I currently serve, he stood on the state legislature floor and he actually referred to his colleagues as his comrades. When you look at the legislation that he sponsored, it is right out of Karl Marx's playbook.
And of course it is. He's a communist. He's trying to tell them he's a communist. Hates Jews, too, but that's most of the Democrat Party now. Matt Slater went on to say this.
Well, my favorite one that I've found
okay,
is
let me say this. This is his legislation, okay? And by the way, Man Commie did not come up with this. Democrats did. This is was actually their national agenda.
Well, my favorite one that I've found is the fact that he sponsored legislation that would have the government restrict the amount of miles you can drive in your car.
Oh.
He's also sponsored legislation that would require sex education for kindergartners. I mean, this is the length and the radical agenda that he's had in the state assembly.
What did I tell you? What have I told you for the longest time? That is why Joe Biden was going to EVs. Because the grid was going to collapse. And they could what? They could tell you how many miles you could drive in your car when you could charge it at all. They'd have total control. He's just doing it straight up. He's not doing a long, circuitous, wreck the grid, shut down all sources of energy route to total power. That's fantastic. It's all right there for anybody who wants to see it, but we can't let him win. Anyway, he is within, they just did a poll, the margin of error between him, Cuomo, the mayor, actual sitting mayor, Eric Adams of New York, is a little behind. And Curtis Sliwa, who's the Republican, is also within the margin of error. We could end up with a Republican. If we play this right, I'm telling you, we could end up with a Republican mayor of New York. Meanwhile, Eric Adams racking up $1.5 million of fundraising as terrified Wall Street shiny shoes try to donate their way out of communism. Folks, you know what this is? You know what they're doing right now, giving the money to Eric Adams? This is fear money. You could smell the fear. You could smell the sweat. They thought, Jamie Dimon is the leader in this, JP Morgan Chase, they thought they could pay off the Democrats to leave them alone, which has worked until now. Hey, nice little bank you got there, biggest in the world. Hey, we will wreck that thing and put you in prison, or you could just write big checks to us. They thought they could buy off the Democrats. They're seeing what that wrought. It is bringing communism. And now they want to fight. Now they want to fight. Too late, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust?
credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.